Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, continuing here on this Tuesday on 95.7 The Game, and this is the moment we've been waiting for here on Willard and Dibs. Joining us on the River Islands guest line, none other than the great Fred Warner of the San Francisco 49ers. Fred, what's going on today, man?
Man, just feeling blessed. You know, 2-0 on the road to start the year. It don't get much better than that, so I'm excited, man. It's a good feeling.
Well, it's hitting you some kind of way for sure, man. I'm sure you're aware of the video that made the rounds of you walking off the field at New Orleans, and you seem to be, I don't know if overcome is the right word, but there were a lot of emotions. Can you take the fans into what was going on there in your mind?
Yeah, no, I think overcome is exactly right, dude. I mean, it was just an overflow of just gratitude in that moment. You know, I pray for moments like Sunday where, you know, I could be put in positions to help my team win games that – I think in that moment, just seeing all those fans that just overtook the same stadium, man, and they're all screaming for me. And it was truly just a moment of gratitude. It was overwhelming. But I can't speak enough to how amazing the faithful have been on the road. I can't wait to be back home this week for our first home game. I know they're going to show up and be big for us at home.
71 snaps. He played all of them on defense, and the one that stands out was the play on Alvin Kamara where he catches it on his helmet and you come in and do what you do, which is punch out the football. How are you able to always get to the ball with that right cross?
It's something about that right hand, man. My left hand isn't as precise or as strong as that right, but, you know, it's something that I truly do work it day in and day out, all camp. All year long, really. You know, I made it a point of emphasis this past week of practice, man, of just really having it on my mind, because if you don't, you just go out there, you make tackles, right, and you don't think about it. But to have it present in your mind, that's the key. And so in that moment, I really was running over there and saw, I mean, Alvin Kamara is an amazing player. This dude has the ball kind of locked onto his helmet. I have my hand outstretched waiting for the ball to kind of fall off his helmet into my hands. And then at the very last moment, being able to ball my fist up and punch it out, it was a big moment that we needed to kind of swing the game.
Fred, you know what's interesting, too, and I think the greats are often never satisfied, so maybe that applies here, but a lot of fans are really impressed and excited by what they see defensively. After the game, you spoke a lot about all the things that still need to be a whole lot better. How would you sort of put into words your satisfaction level so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think you always got to look at where you can be better, right? I think that was why, especially in that moment right after the game, I'm always thinking about, man, like, we gave up 3 touchdowns in the red zone, and we gave up a ton of penalties on third down, I wouldn't say, but key penalties on third down that extended these long drives, right, that allowed them to continue to run the football and get down there, and then we're not holding them to 3. So, you know, those are the glaring things in my mind. Now, if we correct those things, we can beat such a dominant defense. But the great news is that, man, we're playing at a really high level with a lot of new pieces, right? Everybody talked about all offseason, all training camp, all preseason, about all these young guys that we have playing, different guys that we may have signed off of free agency. And guys are playing at a high level, you know, in terms of these young guys. Man, I'm really excited about a lot of these guys and the energy, the swag that we're playing with. The standard is always going to be the standard regardless of your age or who you are. So, you know, I think as long as we continue to strive to be at our best and get better week in, every single week, then the sky's the limit for us. I don't think that you can put a limit on us.
Yeah, nobody wants to put a limit on what you're doing defensively. And I'm thinking about a couple of young guys. Mykel Williams in his second game was terrific. And your linebacker mate, not a rookie, but kind of new to starting. What's it like playing alongside D. Winters and the energy he brings?
Oh, dude, it's amazing. I love D. Winters. So happy for him and his progression with our team. And, you know, I tell the story of how he came in as a rookie, and I was like, I'm not too sure about old D. Winters. I don't know. But, you know, there's guys that truly, you know, they need reps, man. And, you know, some guys, they develop differently than others. And for D, he just needed those reps, man. And, you know, he's been able to stay healthy, be on the field to get those. And it's a complete credit to him, man, the way that he's worked, the time that he's put in and committed himself to wanting to be his best. And it's showing up now on Sundays in a big way. You know, I know when that ball's thrown to the flat, I'm booking it over there just in case a guy, I never want a guy to be alone on an island, but he's proven to me that he truly can be one-on-one with anybody out in space. And so it's really fun out being out there just playing with a lot of energy and having fun.
Fred Warner with us on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Fred, we know that Dre is your boy, but I would like to know how you compare the two players. How would you compare Dre and D?
I mean, yeah, when you look at the first thing that pops off is the speed that they play with. They both have similar builds, but they both are extremely explosive and fast athletes on the field and cerebral football players. You know, they're both their own individuals. I would never want to compare D to anybody. I think D is his own unique person and player. But I think when you look at just their builds, right, how explosive they are, the speed, I think that's what you see in both players.
Not looking for you to compare this year's DC to last year's, but Robert Saleh comes back to the team. What has changed on the field that fans can really look at that has made this defense maybe more aggressive and certainly looks to be a little bit better?
Yeah, I mean, Saleh's just been around the block, man. He's been there. He's done it at a high level for a long time. You know, he obviously had a stint in New York being the head coach. But, I mean, he knows football through and through, not just defense, but offense. And I think that helps with how he prepares for these different offenses week in and week out. And, he puts us in just the perfect position to go out there and play fast, man, eliminating all gray area. He knows the exact calls to put us in certain situations within the game. So there's never a moment where, you know, I'm wondering what we should be. He just knows. It's almost like he's a fortune teller, man. This dude knows everything, I feel like. So it gives such confidence for a player to just go out there and play free, man. I love having him back.
Fred, you know, it's interesting to also kind of look back at your earlier Niner days to now. It's weird to say this about someone who's only 28 years old, but you've moved into this elder statesman role. And I don't just mean this about the 49ers. I'll be straight with you. This question is inspired by my 16-year-old daughter, Ella, who is the largest Fred Warner super fan that lives on planet Earth. She's freaking out that we're speaking today. Here's what I want to know. Like, your recognizability, your podcast with your wife, your standing in the NFL, that has all changed a lot in the last 3, 4, 5 years. So how have you handled that? How has that changed your life?
I think it's something that comes with it when you have success on the field and other things, other opportunities present themselves off the field. But don't get it twisted. I think the reason why I've been able to have sustained success in this league is because of just remaining humble and not ever being comfortable, I guess, you know, or content with what I've done. I always feel like there's another level, and you know, early on, all I wanted was my respect. And so then I, once I got that, it changed into, okay, like, what now? You know, if that were just my sole motivation, then I would have stopped playing hard a long time ago. But there's just something, there's just this fire burning within me, man, that really makes me go hard day in and day out. And God's really blessed me with this ability to play this game. And it's up to me now to really just squeeze every drop in the bucket that I can, and I'm trying to every single day.
We see the fire you play with, and I'm wondering if that fire was even hotter this past off season after last year's 6-11 disappointment.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's so many things that I've had, not just me, but like our team has had to go through throughout the years. You talk about going to Super Bowls, losing Super Bowls, losing NFC Championship games. Like, I mean, yeah, you can find these different motivations, especially in a season where you go 6-11. I mean, that's as bad a year as I've been a part of since probably my rookie year or 2020. But you know, at the end of the day, man, it's a whole new year. I can't get in the huddle and tell these guys, hey, let's right our wrongs from last year, because at the end of the day, guess what? Half the team wasn't even here last year that dealt with that, right? So they're all going to be looking at me like, man, look, I don't know what you're talking about, Fred. We have no idea.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How that was. So it's about, you know, just being the best version of yourself for your teammates, so that when moments come where you need to be relied on, that you're there to be the guy that your teammates can rely on to help win football games. Because at the end of the day, it's all about just winning. That's it.
Fred, how is the vibe in the locker room so far, particularly if you put it in the framework of the adversity that you guys have faced, a backup quarterback already playing a game? How does that kind of adjust the way guys are reacting after a game?
Yeah, I mean, I think the vibes have been amazing, really. I love our group. I love the fact that we do have a lot of you know, newer players, young guys. It's a good mix between the young players and the veterans. You know, and it is always a next man up mentality in this league. Unfortunately, we've had to deal with that, you know, a number of seasons where we've had injuries at, you know, at key positions. And so it's not like we're unfamiliar with it, but it doesn't mean, that it's not hard to win football games when you don't have your guys out there. But it just speaks to our character of our team. It speaks to the standard that is upheld. That regardless of who's in there, man, the expectation is the same, you know, of playing winning football and doing the things necessary to win.
You talked about the vibes, and one thing I noticed in the game on Sunday is the boombox guy, D'Amador Lenore, now there with Trent Williams. Kind of fun to see him side by side. Trent, 6'6", 380, and, you know, Demo, a little smaller, but equally ferocious. What's he been like stepping up into an increased role on this team?
Yeah, Demo, man, I'm super happy for him and his ascension in this league as a player, and then also as a leader for our team. You know, being voted captain, that's a player voted deal, right? So it speaks to how his teammates feel about him, and he's just put the work in over the years to really become one of the best players and corners in his league. And the energy that he brings, the tenacity that he brings, that's who we are. That's who the 49ers are. And so love having Demo out there with me.
While we're talking about other individuals, I mean, again, you've had one game with each QB. How is their sort of locker room leadership different, or do you kind of take over that role from them?
No, I wouldn't say anybody needs to take anything over. You know, I'm my same guy. I'm the same person regardless of the situation. I think Mac's done a great job of coming in and just doing what was asked of him last week. Purdy is the man. You know, I love Purdy with everything in my soul, because this guy, I believe, could be the best in the game. He's shown that already in this league in, 3 years of playing after being drafted last in the draft. But, the things that he was doing in training camp were unreal. So I'm excited for when he does get back. But can't say enough about Mac and his resilience and just his preparedness to come in and help us win a game last week. And we'll see what happens this week and if Purdy's healthy enough to go.
Fred Warner is with us. And, Fred, when we get a big fancy guest like yourself, we love to do something on the way out the door called the Big Finish and get to know maybe a little something about you that we don't already know. You ready to ride?
Let's ride.
Okay.
Let's ride.
Fred, here's the deal. There's two categories. You pick one. Do you want to do BYU or Fred's firsts?
Oh, wow. We got BYU and Fred's firsts. I guess let's go Fred's first. I don't know. That sounds interesting.
Okay, Fred's first. Here, question number one. Do you remember your first touchdown as a youth football player?
Oh, as a youth football player, this is including Pop Warner?
Yeah.
Far back as you want to go.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Unless you guys knew something that I didn't know. Pop Warner, I can't remember that far back. But I think high school first touchdown may have been like junior year, like on a pick six or something. I think that may have been the first that I can remember. I don't even know if I scored.
did you not play on the offensive side in high school?
I did. I played tight end. I actually started. My high school career started playing tight end, and I didn't play defense until my sophomore year on JV. And then going forward, I played both tight end and defense.
Yeah, maybe you can get an invite to Kittle's tight end. You certainly have the hair for it to match up with George and the fellas. Yeah. Question number two, Fred. Where did you and your wife Sydney go on your first date? And I hope you remember this one.
Oh boy, I sure do, man. It was an iconic first date. You know, I took her 5-star In-N-Out burger, man.
Yes.
Fine dining, man. And I remember I was starving. I probably ordered way too much food. So I think she only ordered like a Coke and some fries. So probably made a fool of myself there. But hey, it was a great time.
Fred, there's something about that place. My wife and I ended up there on our wedding night as well. There's something about it.
Something about it. Yeah, that's great.
All right, last one, Fred. When you got the bag in the NFL, what was your first big purchase?
Oh, first big purchase. I'd probably say when I bought my home, our home that we bought here in the Bay. I'm a kid from San Diego, and being drafted to the Niners was a huge blessing for me to stay on the West Coast and be close to family and everything. And the Bay is my home now, right? I think I stay here year round. I train here. The band's been everything for me, so yeah, buying my first home.
I mean, do you want to do like an audio version of MTV Cribs and tell us a little bit about the place? Like, 10 bedrooms, 12, what do you got?
Too many people already know where I live, so I can't say too much on the air. We'll see. Maybe later.
Yeah, and with these home prices around here, you're probably going to have to play another 10 or 11 years just to make ends meet, right?
That's right, man. I mean, it's hard out here in these streets, man. Hard.
All right, Fred, home opener this weekend, man. What's the message to the fans on their way to Levi's here in a handful of days?
Man, I just want the faithful to show up big time for us. I mean, this is a huge divisional opponent. 2-0 versus 2-0. San Francisco 49ers, Arizona Cardinals. We can't do it without the faithful, man. Just show up and show out. Be loud.
Fred, thank you so much, man. Great to have you on the show.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Fred Warner joining us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. First big purchase, a home. And as he's approaching $84 million made in his career just on the field, with four more years contractually all set up, I think you're right, Dibs. I think he's almost ready to graduate to an apartment.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be bigger homes ahead, you know. Probably get a little condo right now just to start out.
You know, just, easy. Take it easy.
That's right.
Easy ride.
Especially, you know, these contracts aren't guaranteed, so you make sure you don't get over your skis now financially.
I'd like to say this also. I don't care who you love, what your sexual orientation is, what floats your boat, but man, woman, or otherwise, you go out on a first date, and you end up having burgers and fries. That's a keeper.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're doing. We're keeping that person.
And I love his story where
we're signing that person to a long-term deal.
I probably ordered too much, and she got a Coke. So she's looking at, you know, obviously she knows he's a big football player, and he's like, let me get two double-doubles, one animal style. Let me get three orders of fries, animal fries. Let me get a shake.
Hon, what you want?
Coke.
I'll have a drink.
Yeah. A little soda. They have soda.
Of a drink.
Yeah. So you never know. And when you ask questions like that, I mean, first date, and he's like, yeah, of course I remember. I'm thinking, all right. He probably went super romantic, extravagant, because his wife was a contestant on The Bachelor. So she was.
Right. Sydney, right?
Correct. Yeah. So she was a part of that world, which is obviously make believe, and you go on these fancy things. And I don't know how far she made it. I don't watch that show.
I'm pretty sure her life is still make believe. She's married to Fred Warner.
Right. But, you know, it's
awesome.
But it's got to be tough when you're a football player's wife. It's one thing to be married to a baseball player, and you're pretty certain that, you know, something totally terrible won't happen. It can happen, but you're married to Fred Warner, and literally every play, he's out there going full speed, trying to light somebody up.
You know what? It's actually an interesting thing that you bring up, and more so, social media and the way we watch sports, we see a lot more of this now, and the 49ers are probably the poster for this, and that is player wives and families and on the sidelines and up in the suites, and Claire Kittle and Kristen Juszczyk and, right, Christian McCaffrey's married to a celebrity, and now Sydney, and she's got the podcast, and we see them on the sidelines, and they've got their pregame routines and everything. I can't think of anything that might feel a little bit more like, maybe those of you who are married to, I got a couple friends who are police officers. I don't know if that kind of feels that way when they leave to go to work, and just like, that's got to be terrifying.
Right.
Absolutely.
Every single day.
And now the football side of it looks like it's also fun. Right, you're at a football game, and you get to root for, but the idea of what can happen on any play for a parent, for a spouse, for the kids, if they're grown enough to know what's going on, whew, I mean, you're not wrong. That's fun and terrifying at the same time.
Definitely.
I gotta think so.
And
yeah.
It affords a certain lifestyle, and we were joking around about home prices. I'm sure they have a lovely home, and he may have paid for it in cash. It might have been a open up the briefcase kind of purchase where you just show, here you go, 2.7, here you go, let me count it out for you. Bang, I own this house. But still, the lifestyle mixed with how nerve-wracking it is, that would be, you know, every day, I'm sure, it's got to be something where you're holding your breath, right?
Yeah. 2.7, where the hell you think he bought 2.7?
You know, I don't want to name check any community because I may actually know where he lives. I may be one of those people.
Oh, do you?
Hi, Fred.
Do you know his address?
Good game today, Fred. Hey, Fred, can I cut your lawn? Oh, no? You want me to get off your lawn?
Those days are so over. And by the way, it wasn't that long ago, though. I think I've told this story before. If you've been a 49er fan for a certain amount of time, you'll remember the name Ricky Ellison. Great linebacker. 49ers eventually played for the
Mountain
Raiders,
View,
too.
Right?
Yeah, well, no. Not. I don't know where he lives now. Does he live in Mountain View now?
No, but I thought he went to St. Francis. So.
Maybe. No, but this is when he was playing for the 49ers.
Right. I love this story.
He bought a house in Foster City, which is where I grew up, and he literally lived four blocks away. And somehow, some way, just so much more of an innocent time, everybody in the neighborhood knew that was Ricky Ellison's house. Ricky lives in that house. And this was back in a day where, wait for it now, you could actually knock on someone's door without it either being DoorDash or basically a reason to call the police. Like, people did that back in the day. You'd just ring someone's doorbell. You might be selling something or whatever. And then here's the crazy thing. This is, I know, stick with me, kids. Grandy, I don't know if you ever lived in this world. Someone would ring your doorbell, and do you know what people inside the house would do? They'd answer the door.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't talk through the door. They didn't run. Like, you didn't go hide in the backyard. You answered the door. And so we used to do this maybe once every month or two. We would just, the kids would all be out and about, you know, run around at the park, and then someone would have the idea. Hey, we should go see if Ricky's home. Can you imagine this now?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Fred Warner lived in your neighborhood? Let's go see if Fred wants to come out and play. And we'd go knock on Ricky Allison's door. Hey, Ricky. Hey, we're down at the park. Do you want to come play football with us? And Ricky would go sometimes, yes.
That's crazy.
And he would just come down to the park with us and play football. And yes, he was all-time linebacker, so he never played offense. So you would throw the ball, and then Ricky would come tackle you, which usually meant he would come over, just pick you up in the air, and then lay you down on the ground. And he would have a ton of fun with us. And it was like the most wholesome, ridiculous thing. And you would never, this could, I feel like this would never happen again. Would this happen in 2025?
Probably not in this fashion. Like, I know Steph Curry will occasionally show up at a school, but he's right. Got his cadre of people as well. It's not like you knock on Steph's door and, hey, Steph, you want to run some 3-on-3? You know what? I'd like that. I'd like that, little Timmy.
Oh,
let me
gosh.
Get my shoes on.
Like, we didn't even know how ridiculous what we were doing was.
Curry!
That's right.
But then he would say yes.
But it wasn't ridiculous then.
No.
It was just, it was mostly normal.
Just, I don't even know what normal means anymore, but yeah. All right, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That was pretty great. Let's keep reacting to Fred. We've got Grandy's grades in a half hour. We've got John Feliciano, .. We're pretty sure in an hour. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dib.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.